Yeah, I think I've seen that, yeah. Okay, do you have a fireplace?
Yeah, two.
Okay, where does the smoke go up?
Through a chimney.
Uh-huh.
And the fireplaces don't back up to each other. There's one in the living room and one in the den.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two chimneys.
Okay, and is there something above the fireplace where you can put little knickknacks?
Mantles in
uh-huh.
one place.
How about in front of the fireplace, a place where you could sit?
There's a little, in one of them there is, there's a built-up ledge, sort of,
uh-huh.
coming out from the fireplace.
Okay, and let's see, what do you call the things that hold the logs up? They have, like, they might be faced with two...
Andirons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what do you call the big piece of wood that you put on the fire?
Log, I guess.
Okay, how about the little pieces?
Smaller branches to get them started, or you build it with three logs so it'll burn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you usually burn on a fire?
Well, we have a lot of pecan. There are a lot of pecan groves in the valley, and when,
mm-hmm.
when the pecan growers prune their trees, we get pretty good size. That's primarily what we burn.
Oh, that's neat. What's left over after a fire?
Ashes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have to clean out of the chimney?
Soot.
Have you ever had your chimney cleaned?
Several times.
Uh-huh. We were always afraid to use our fireplace because we were too cheap to clean our chimney.
Yeah.
let's see. Where do you hang your clothes?
We have individual closets back off our
mm-hmm.
master bedroom. And we each have our own closet. And there are other closets that seem to grow with clothes, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And do you have a storage space above your house?
In the garage, there's a pull-down ladder deal where
mm-hmm.
we can store some things up. It's not a full attic, but it's
mm-hmm.
just between the roof and the...
Now, what do you call a room in your house where you put things you aren't using?
Storeroom, I suppose.
Okay. Although your storeroom is probably your computer room now.
Well, we have storerooms that we use for storerooms in the back. My mother's aunt had a little apartment, and now we use it as a guest house back
mm-hmm.
of our house. And it's got several big closets, and we store things there. And then Luce Ann's dad worked on road construction, and he had a construction office when he was out working on roads. And
mm-hmm.
so we moved that into our place, and we store a lot of things, papers and
mm-hmm.
things like that out there.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Okay, let's see. What kind of covering on a house might make a lot of noise when it rains?
Tin roofs.
Okay. And what would guide the rain away from the roof?
Gutters.
Okay.
Rain gutters.
If we lived in a place with a lot of rain and we had frame houses, we might want to put something on the outside to help protect the side of the house, or we might not want to paint it very often. What would we use to protect the house?
I'm sure there's some sort of water repellent material that you can coat the house with.
Well, there's also that strip stuff that they sell at Sears.
Yeah.
Have you seen
metal
that?
Where they can face the house completely.
Mm-hmm. What do you usually call that?
I don't know.
Of course, we don't usually call it anything because we don't have it out here. But.
I don't. I've seen it in ads and things where.
So you'd probably, if you thought about it, you'd probably just call it siding, right? Because
right.
that's what they refer to it at Sears. But
yeah.
You wouldn't have
metal
a name
siding
for it. Okay. What do you call the main ranch building?